I think that as soon as we think, I need to pay attention to my nutrition, you think of all the things you shouldn't eat. And I will have people say, well, I eat really healthy and I don't understand why I still feel this way. And I feel like that's very nuanced. People define healthy by so many different ways.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here, you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Learn my three secrets to balancing hormones naturally. Just go to freehormonetraining.com and save your spot. Let's dive on in.
Hey, ladies. So today is going to be your full guide to hormonal balance. So whether you're new to this world, whether you're not new to this world, this is going to be extremely helpful for you. What foods you should be bringing in, what foods you should be avoiding, maybe how and when we should be eating, common eating challenges, exercise to support hormonal balance, some of my favorite routines, supplements you should maybe potentially consider bringing in, red flags, waste of money, supplements, habits that everybody should do. Okay, so maybe this is going to be a longer episode. So that's okay. So before we dive in deep into that, I forgot to light my candle. So we're going to do that. Not sponsored, but I really love natural sloth candles. They sit like at the top of my category of love of candles. And it's because they're 100% natural. They use beeswax. So I love that. But they also have those wood wicks and it really makes them crackle like fire. So I light a candle and it sits right next to me. You can't hear it and it crackles while I talk to you. So I love that in it. This one is called Cozy, which I don't even know like what kind of scent that is. It kind of just smells vanilla-y, I guess I would say. Just a little bit of vanilla. But that has got to be one of my most favorite things that I have added in the fall down here is just having a nice candle next to me while I talk to you guys. So what we're going to be talking about today, hands down, one of the first things that we need to be doing is paying attention to our nutrition. Now, I think that as soon as we think, I need to pay attention to my nutrition, you think of all the things you shouldn't eat. And I will have people say, well, I eat really healthy and I don't understand why I still feel this way. And I feel like that's very nuanced. People define healthy by so many different ways. And so I think that that can be kind of tricky, you know, deciding what that is. And I think that's going to be dependent on you and your needs. So that can get very individualized based on testing and things like that. So even if you think that you eat really healthy, I encourage you to maybe if you aren't at the goals that you would like, maybe consider making some changes. Okay. So number one is going to be, I'll wait for you guys all to say it, blood sugar balance. Yep. That's going to be it. And the reason why I talk about blood sugar balance so much is because blood sugar balance is, and insulin is one of those core things that impacts every single one of your sex hormones. It just does. And you can't have balanced sex hormones without having balanced blood sugar. Now, we already know this, but think about half your plate being non-starchy veggies, a quarter protein, and a quarter fat and carb. Think about that as plating your food. You want to aim for at least 1 gram of protein per pound of ideal body weight. So let's say you weigh 170 and you want to weigh, or not you want to, you know that healthfully you feel your best or whatever at 140, then that's about how much weight you should, or how many grams of protein you should be consuming. Again, not medical advice, but that would be my 2 cents. Now, I also love utilizing CGMs. I think that they're very, very useful. You hear me talk about them a lot. And something that I have heard multiple people say, and I just want to touch on it really quickly, especially when it comes to blood sugar balance, is no matter what hack I do, no matter what my dinners and certain meals of the day, like, are constantly really spiking my blood sugar. Like, my blood sugar is going well over 140 and it takes a while to come down. So therefore, like, tracking my blood sugar and paying attention to that is very stressful to me. And you have to change what you are eating. You have to. You can't be tracking your blood sugar. You can't be focusing on blood sugar balance and go, oh, it keeps spiking my blood sugar at this time. I hope next time it doesn't. You can't wishfully hope for that. It's just not going to change by you magically hoping that it does. You have to make the changes there in what you're eating. And if it surprises you, you're like, okay, every time I eat grains or every time I eat a higher glycemic carb, like potatoes or pineapple or banana, my blood sugar spikes really high. We are probably not very metabolically flexible. We're probably not very metabolically healthy. Either we're trending towards insulin resistance. Maybe we've just had too high of glucose for too long of a time. And we need to make some really strict changes. Now, it's possible. I have taken people's fasting insulin and brought it way, 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 way down to optimal levels. I've taken their fasting glucose and brought it way down to optimal levels. And then therefore they're able to reach the rest of their goals. But you do have to implement those changes to get more metabolically flexible. And a lot of times during this time, you need to focus on low glycemic carbs. It doesn't mean we don't have carbs because we do need them for other functions in the body. But low glycemic carbs. So veggies have a little bit of carb, but when I think of low glycemic carbs, I'm thinking more like pumpkins and squashes. Those are lower glycemic. Berries are going to be great and low glycemic. Obviously, all your veggies are going to be lower glycemic. Things like chickpeas typically do well on the lower because they're higher in fiber. Beans are another one. So you're looking for those carb sources that are really high in fiber, and that's going to be telling you that they're lower glycemic. So ones that are not on the low glycemic scale would be potatoes, rice, quinoa, grains, higher glycemic fruits like pineapple and grapes and watermelon. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind when you are balancing your blood sugar is, okay, I had a carb, I had my fat, I had my fiber, I had my protein, and my blood sugar, let's say you were tracking, is still like ricocheting off the rooftops. And I don't know why. Look at the glycemic index of your carbs. And I hope that is really helpful to you to change around. Okay. So, that is where number one, I would kind of start with paying attention to those things. And I'm just telling you that you can't magically wish your blood sugar into balance. Sometimes you have to buckle down, honey, and you gotta put in some hard work. You do. And then as you become more metabolically flexible, then you go, oh, guess what? I can throw this in here. I can throw that in here. We can do this. And it makes all of these different changes. Okay. That's going to be my first best place to start. Focusing on quality sleep, not staying up till 2 a.m. scrolling TikTok, is also going to be really helpful for blood sugar balance, because the better sleep we have, the better our cortisol levels are going to be, the better leptin's going to be, okay? And then secondly, please don't have the coffee on the empty stomach. Have it after breakfast, okay? Have it after breakfast, after you have a very balanced breakfast, okay? So that's number one. If you are just, I have no idea where to start with nutrition, that is where I would start, okay? Now, if we're going to step into foods that 100% I would consume if I, well, these are just foods I consume. Let's just say that. If you are new to the hormone balancing world or not new to the hormone balancing world, these are foods you should consume. So I would be focusing on high fiber foods. I would be focusing on cruciferous vegetables. So, foods high in sulfur. Okay. This is going to be supportive of the liver. This is going to be supportive of detoxing estrogen really well. So this is going to be broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccolini, What are those green onions? Sorry, you don't know what's going on in my head. I can't ask you what is the picture of the food that I'm looking at right there. Sprouts are another really, really great one. Carrots are really great. Green beans. All of these are going to be fabulous. And if you're someone that goes, oh, well, I don't digest these well, start with cooking them extremely well. Yes, does it lower the nutritional value? It sure does, but it's better than not eating them at all, okay? So I would start with cooking them really, really well. I will say that I played around with how I like to cook these because I was with you in the camp of I hate broccoli, I hate Brussels sprouts. I mean, I hated Brussels sprouts. What else did I hate? I really liked green beans. That wasn't really an issue. I'd say broccoli and Brussels sprouts are kind of the two that I really just despised. And what I found, okay, what was the other one? What I found to be really helpful is broccoli I will chop up into bite-sized pieces, so like not very big, and I roast it with a little bit of avocado oil and the seasoning from Redmond Salt. It's called all-purpose seasoning, and I think it's called all-purpose. It's the one that goes on everything. I call it the everything, and I don't think that's what it's called. I don't think our discount code is valid with them because they changed platforms, and I haven't renewed it yet. I apologize. I need to do that. I sprinkle that on liberally, and roast it until it gets slightly crispy. So good. I do the exact same thing with Brussels sprouts. And again, so good. Something that I've added on, like this is recent, like this is the past week that I've added on because this is new to my life, is I've been adding in pluck seasoning on top of it. Yes, I do two seasonings.
Beef organs are truly like nature's multivitamin, but I'm with you. Kind of think they're gross. I still am a little grossed out by them. And yet I know I need them, okay? And I use Paleo Valley Organ Complex because it's encapsulated and I don't have to taste it and it does an amazing job. So I am not new to beef organs. I've used beef organs before I came across Paleo Valley and I noticed one distinct difference. I know I've told you this, but I'm going to tell you again. I took these. I used to be able to take the other beef organs whenever, and I took these Paleo Valley ones in the afternoon, probably around 2-3 p.m. I had such a hard time sleeping and I couldn't figure out why. And then I put two and two together that I had started these. That's how much of a difference I noticed in my energy. So I take them in the morning now and I have absolutely no issue with it. But what a game changer. Like if you notice that distinct of a difference, what a game changer in quality. Their Beef Organ Complex has grass-fed beef liver, heart, and kidney. So these are really high in CoQ10. They're really high in B vitamins, and kidney actually is going to naturally help with digestion. So what is not to love about this? So I actually pair it with the essential C complex because vitamin C helps you utilize iron better. So I combine both of these, especially for support in pregnancy. I love them. They're my go-tos. I literally have this on subscription with the beef organs because I don't want to run out. Like I can't run out of those. So I highly recommend if you are using beef organs or you've been looking into them, but you're kind of grossed out by the taste, definitely give Paleo Valley Beef Organs a shot. I love them and I will keep using them. They work so well. If you notice that much of a difference in your energy, and I've had multiple people tell me the exact same thing, after a week, they're like, I've noticed a difference in my energy. Go for it. It's nature's multivitamin. Just go to paleovalley.com/Leah, or you can just use the coupon code Leah at checkout to save 15%. That's PaleoValley. And the coupon code is LEAH.
Pluck seasoning does have Redmond's sea salt in it, but it also has organ meats. It's not a high percentage. It's 17%, I believe. You can't taste the organ meats, but again, organ meats are like a multivitamin. So now you're microdosing organ meats. It's a great way. My kids love it. They just think it's so fun to sprinkle on. So I put the Redmond's Real Salt, everything, and then I put the Pluck seasoning all purpose and I sprinkle that on them. And I'm killing two birds with one stone. I'm getting my organ meats in and also getting my veggies in. so good. I like the all-purpose one. They also have a zesty garlic one. And I'll tell you how I use that one. So with Pluck Seasonings, they do have a discount code for you. It's just Leah, L-E-A-H. And you can save, I think it's 15%. Maybe. Anyways, that is how I eat those. Kale, again, chop up, massage with some avocado oil, put on a pan, and put black truffle salt on it. Oh, I get mine from Thrive Market. Your life will be forever changed. So good. It's so good. Brussels sprouts also, you can chop up, and this is where I just would use the zesty garlic, seasoning, the Pluck one, zesty garlic. And when it comes out, put a little sprinkle of lemon juice on them. That is so good. Okay. So I would be including those foods. Lots of these high fiber foods, carrots are great in soluble fiber. I would be including your seeds for seed cycling. So remember, that's 1 tablespoon of pumpkin seeds, 1 tablespoon of flax seeds, whole organic from period to ovulation every day. And then you switch from that to sesame and sunflower seeds, 1 tablespoon of each, ovulation to period every single day, whole organic. You can grab them from the store. Again, you guys know I use Funkit Wellness Seed Cycling Kit because it's easy and it's simple. They grind them right before they send them to me, so I don't have to worry about them going rancid. You can go back and listen to any seed cycling episode I have to learn more about that. Their coupon code is Leah15, I think. Yeah, L-E-A-H-15. When in doubt, just try my name, you guys. It might work. If it doesn't work, maybe it's Leah B. okay, so I would be including the seed cycling, and I would be including enough protein. I know we talked about that in blood sugar balance, but eating enough protein is so important. And then incorporating organ meats. I would, if you are still like dabbling into cooking them, maybe try some supplementation. So anyways, that is where I would start with foods to include. Okay. I would be including them. Foods I would be excluding: high fructose corn syrup. I just would. That stuff is the devil. It's so bad for your liver. It is so bad for your liver. And we know that we need our liver to filter out excess used up hormones. We need our liver to filter out toxins. We need our liver to do so many things. Why on earth are we going to make its job harder? Don't do that. That's not very nice. Don't do it. Okay. So ixnay on the high fructose corn syrup, throw it out the door, would be the number one food. I would definitely lower your processed foods, you guys, from like eating out. So like fast food, there's nothing normal and supportive in fast food. I mean, most of it's not even food. It's like plastic goo that's been doctored. Okay. So the fast food, yeah, that's gotta go. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Don't shoot me. Another one that I would really highly consider throwing out would be alcohol. I know. I am not someone that really likes alcohol. Like, I just don't even like the taste. So I feel like I am... People shoot me when I say that. Because they're like, you don't even like it. I know. I'm so sorry. But it is literally a neurotoxin. It's like causing brain issues. It affects your dopamine levels. And again, what has to filter this out? Your liver. Okay. So again, like if you want to shoot me for this, well, honey, if what you're doing is working and you feel amazing, you have great energy and you have no trouble losing weight and your sleep is great and your hormones are great and your periods are great, rock on. But if it's not, if they aren't, we got to make some changes, right? We can't just, you know, float our way through life here and hope that it changes magically because we want it to. Okay. So that would be a really, really big one. So, the high fructose corn syrup, the alcohol, the processed foods, like the fast foods, seed oils, you know, all of that. I would encourage you to even like start with, okay, I really want a muffin. Instead of buying a muffin, make it at home so you know what's in it. Start there. Start with making those swaps, knowing what's in your food, and then you can progress to the next level, right? But if you're coming from like, I eat fast food, I eat out a lot, you know, start with knowing what's in your food. Even if you are eating out, like knowing what's in you, what you are eating, you know, like is going to be important. So maybe choosing restaurants where you can get some grilled meat instead of, I don't know, Panda Express. I don't know why Panda Express is on my mind. I don't even like that place. I used to have a roommate that loved Panda Express. This is like way back before I was married, you guys. And I remember one time we ate there and I was like, I got sick. I was like, I don't understand the hype about this. It's disgusting. Okay. My tangent brain when I'm pregnant, you guys, wow, let's come back. This is why I have my notes here. Okay. So we went over blood sugar balance. We went over foods to avoid, foods to bring in. Okay. One of the most common eating challenges that I hear all the time is I cannot eat that much protein. Physically impossible. I am too full. I can't do it. Or I can't balance my blood sugar, whatever it is. Okay. When you are trying to get in that protein, my question for you is, what are you eating first? Are you eating all the carbs, all the fats, and then trying to eat your protein? Because if you're struggling to get the protein in, I would start with the fiber and the protein first. Eat that first. Then move on to the rest of your food, and you will find that you can get it in. You also, you do need to prioritize your protein. You know, you have to think about how you're getting it in throughout the day. How are you getting in your fiber, et cetera, et cetera. But if you fill up on all these other foods, of course you're not going to be able to get your protein in. You're too full, okay? So you have to start with the protein and the fiber. You have to start with it. Eat it first. It is the focus of your meal. And then if you're too full or you just get in half of your other stuff, okay, fine. Great. Protein and fiber keeps you full longer as well. Okay. So start with it. If you're struggling to get it in, start with it. Okay. Now, if you are very new to understanding your protein intake and all of that, this is going to hurt you a little bit. You need to weigh it or measure it to make sure you're getting an accurate reading of just do your protein. Just start there. And the reason why I say that is because I've been running into so many people recently who are like, I'm eating this much protein and we do a food audit. I'm like, no, you're not. How are you calculating your protein? They're like, oh, I just kind of estimate. You can't estimate if you've never like weighed or measured. Like literally, I just take a measuring cup and I'm like, scoop it up. Go, great, cup of chicken. Cool, cup of ground beef or whatever. You can't eyeball it if you've never measured it because you don't know what you're measuring, okay? And if you're just estimating, you can be wildly off, like 30 to 40 grams off, you guys. And that's a very big difference, okay? So if you've never done that, I would highly recommend doing that. Collagen does not count as your protein. It's not a complete protein. It doesn't have all the amino acids. I love collagen. I get collagen in. The missing amino acid is in oatmeal. So maybe you'll like put them together, but it's still hard to calculate how much you would be getting there. But I do love collagen. Get it in with some vitamin C. It's great. It's amazing. I don't count it towards all your protein goals though. I don't. I'm sorry. So I would say that's probably the biggest challenge I hear from people, or they'll try to over supplement it with like protein powders and protein bars. And I will not always, but maybe have like a serving of protein powder a day. For whatever reason, maybe I wanted protein hot chocolate, or maybe I wanted a smoothie, or maybe I mixed it in with some yogurt or something like that. But it's not my primary source of protein throughout the day. My primary source of protein throughout the day is real food, meat, eggs, fish. You get some and beans. What else? Meat, eggs, fish, some and beans. Greek yogurt, if you digest that well. Okay, so that's where I would focus. Okay, I will see people be like, well, I started keto and I felt great for 2 weeks. Started intermittent fasting and I felt great for 2 weeks. I started going vegan. I felt great for 2 weeks. I started going carnivore. I felt great for 2 weeks. And then, you know, stuff hit the fan. And that's because if you are transitioning from the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet, and you went to more unprocessed foods, you were in that honeymoon land of actually feeling better because you lowered processed food intake and we're focusing on more whole foods. But if we're following one of these more stricter diet trends that are pulling out necessary food groups that you need, your body is going to rebel at some point and be like, well, I actually need that. Okay. So if you felt really great for a couple weeks in that honeymoon phase and then not so great later on, that would be why. I am just always very wary, and you put your radar on of any diets where you're like, I just cut out an entire like food category macro. Like we just cut out protein, or we just cut out like carbs, or we just cut out all fats, or we just cut out, you know, just be a little wary of those. They maybe not in your best interests. Okay. Now, exercise. Exercise is tricky, you guys. I mean, it's not tricky. I just think that we have people who come in who are over exercising, and we have women who come in who are too scared to exercise because their adrenals have been very depleted for a very long time. They've had chronic low energy, and exercise just scares them. And so it's so tricky. I would say if you have never worked out before in your entire life, let's start with walking, just getting in some movement, 30 minutes a day. That would be a great place to start. We're not ending there. We're starting there. So I would start there. I would highly recommend adding in weightlifting, because the more muscle you have, the better insulin sensitivity you're going to have, the better we are going to be at aging and bone health. So that's going to be really, really helpful. So I would definitely add in resistance training. If you have no idea where to start, the program that I follow is Caitlin's. Go to her Instagram. I think it's Caitlin York. Just go to Caitlin York and you can do her membership. It's very cost effective. And I follow her workout program. I've been following her workout program for years, and it's great. She changes the workouts out every month, and I just change them up, and it goes with my cycle. Obviously, not that I'm pregnant. It doesn't go with my cycle, but when I was cycling, it went with my cycle. So I would do the follicular phase, ovulatory phase, luteal phase, menses workouts, based on that. And it was very, very helpful, especially if you're dealing with hormonal imbalances. I would keep your workouts to 30 minutes. That doesn't mean your heart rate isn't getting up. It doesn't mean you can't push. It doesn't mean you can't do things. It's, you know, don't be sitting around resting for 5 minutes in between your sets. You know, do your set, do your reps, then rest for 30 to 60 seconds and then keep going, right? You know, you can get a very good workout in 30 minutes unless you're dallying around and not paying attention. Okay. So I would highly recommend her workouts. I would highly recommend getting some weightlifting in. Hers you can do at the gym or you can do it at home depending on what you are wanting. So that can be really helpful. I do really recommend hers because I am telling you guys, when I go on YouTube and you like look up these workouts, the form on there is just astronomically bad. And Leah is not a personal trainer. But I am married to a physical therapist, and he has drilled into my head so much about form and proper mechanics to prevent injury. And it's mind-boggling to me that you see all of these workouts by these quote unquote trainers, and the form is just so bad. And then you're trying to like do all of these things basically, super fast. And they're like, faster, faster, do these reps. And they're not focused on form. So, Caitlin has the videos for you guys to follow correct form and everything. So I would highly recommend doing that, especially if you're new to the working out space. I would highly recommend starting with something like that. Hormonal imbalances, I highly recommend keeping things under 30 minutes. I just do. If you are just like, I feel like I'm so stressed all the time and working out right now seems like such a big stress to me, what about you go to a yoga class, like in person, or a Pilates class or a bar class, something that's very low impact. You're still doing a little bit of resistance. You're not like running a marathon or something like that. I would start there. Okay. I would still highly recommend at some point bringing those weights in, but that is where I would start. That's what I would recommend in terms of working out. Keep it under 30 minutes. Start with getting some walking in. Your 30 minutes of movement doesn't include going on a walk. I'm talking about 30 minutes of movement for like weightlifting, things like that. Okay. So when you're thinking about your hormones, the more balance our glucose is, the more balanced insulin is, exercise is really going to be helpful for that. Okay. So that's why that's going to be really useful. It's also going to help with aging. It's going to help with your bone health. And it also is great for your mental health. But if you've been dealing with chronic fatigue, if you've been dealing with all of those things, don't be afraid to work out. It's just maybe don't run the marathon. Go on a walk. Maybe you're going to start with just doing some stretching. Maybe you're going to start with just doing a 5-minute workout. Literally, I've had people with like extreme tanked adrenals. It's like 5 minutes. Next week, we do maybe 10. Just depends on where they are in their cycle. Okay. So definitely do that. And then the other thing to consider is when you're creating your own routine, make it doable. If you have to leave for work at 6 a.m., maybe don't plan on doing your workout at 6 a.m. or 4 a.m. And it's because it's not going to be sustainable for you. Maybe you're going to take a walk on your lunch break after you eat. That would be great. And then maybe you're going to do your weightlifting on the weekends for right now. Start there. Please make it realistic. Okay. All right. This is why we have a list. There are two mushrooms that have just truly been such a game changer for some of my clients. And I wanted to share them with you because I think that you will start to notice a difference with these as well. We don't talk about these two enough. So we're going to talk about them some more because they're not the I am boosting libido and energy mushrooms, which are fun and exciting. These are the mushrooms that work silently behind the scenes and just change your life. So one of those is lion's mane. I have a lot of clients with Lyme disease and mold, and you know, that can really do a number on our mental health and anxiety and our sleep. And lion's mane is really high in ergothionine, which is very, very useful for helping your brain detox. So I actually recommend taking it before bed. That's, I started doing that, I don't know, quite a few months ago. And I can't recommend it enough. Like, definitely give it a shot and see how you feel with that. If you want more focus and mental clarity, I would do it in the morning. You can't really go wrong. But the other one that I pair it with, so I like pairing these two together, is chaga. Now, the reason why is chaga is known for its sky-high antioxidant content. And what does antioxidants do? What do? They fight inflammation. Now, when inflammation is chronic and uncontrolled, it leads to that oxidative stress, cellular damage. And chaga is literally one of the foods that has the highest antioxidant content ever, ever. And when we think of chronic gut inflammation, inflammatory bowel disease, any type of inflammation, it's fueled by something called TNF-alpha, which is one of your inflammatory markers. And research shows that chaga can naturally lower TNF-alpha levels. That's insane. And I have literally been pairing these two with so many of my clients, the chaga and the lion's mane, and they are just telling me, oh my goodness, my mental health is so much better. I have so much more clarity. My sleep is so much better. You know, they don't feel so in pain and puffy and all of these things. I just, such a powerhouse. Now, you guys know I talk about this. It's so important to make sure you're getting the correct dosage of these to actually be getting these benefits. And that's why I use Aversio Wellness, because most companies out there, they're giving you 500 milligrams, which isn't anywhere near the therapeutic dosage that you need to actually see these benefits. And so Aversio Wellness has such a high extraction ratio with their mushroom, and they use fruiting body only. And so I can take one capsule of chaga, one capsule, and reach the therapeutic dosage that I need to see these benefits versus having to take a million of them. So one of their jars of chaga is a 2-month supply. So literally so worth it. Lion's mane and chaga. So lion's mane, they call Focus Now, and chaga, they call Protect Now. It's going to be the blue and the teal jars. So go to eversiowellness.com. That's E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com and use the coupon code Leah to save 15% on every order, which is literally incredible. Now we're on to supplements. So supplements are tricky. The biggest, most important thing that I would recommend is magnesium. The reason why is magnesium is used in over 500 different enzyme reactions in your body. Over 78% of women in the US are deficient in magnesium. Now, again, please don't supplement without talking to your provider, but I do love magnesium. If you go to my website, leahbrueggemann.com, and go to favorites, there will be a tab there for magnesium supplements. So you can see what my favorites are. So I would recommend that. And then in terms of other supplements, I would actually recommend electrolytes. Now, unless you've tested, I probably wouldn't do a higher dose electrolyte. Like I wouldn't be doing Redmond's Relay. I wouldn't be doing, what is that other one that's super popular, you guys? Element. Unless you have to test it, I probably wouldn't be doing the higher dose one. I would be focusing on the low, like the medium or balanced one. So that's why I use Paleo Valley. I use their electrolytes. My favorite is the lemon lime. You can use the coupon code Leah to save with them, L-E-A-H. The other one that I have that clients really like as well is Just Ingredients. And theirs are also really great. I think the strawberry lime is the one that I've liked. Theirs is even lower sodium. So I do like Paleo Valley. I think it's a nice medium. With Just Ingredients, I think we have a coupon code with them. I think it's Leah. Maybe. My name. L-E-A-H. Maybe. Strawberry lime is the one I like with them. Okay. So I would be doing potentially electrolytes. Again, no supplementing unless talking to your provider. Electrolytes, magnesium. I would probably bring in something to support my liver, like milk thistle, dandelion, something like that. Even if it's just, sorry, this hair is bothering me. Even if it's just you're going to start with teas or incorporating more of those in your food, or maybe you want to bring in like a supplement for it. Again, if you guys go to like my website and go to favorites, you can see that my supplement favorites there and get those at a discount. I do, if you're just new to the world, I would probably say liver nutrients from Seeking Health is a good place to start. Again, not medical advice. So yeah, if you go there, you'll be able to get a discount on them. So those would be the ones that I would say are nice to support. And then I would do in adrenal support. So adrenal support is going to be vitamin C, potassium, and sodium, because that is what your adrenals need to function. I would do food-based. So that's why I love the adrenal cocktail. I have a lower glycemic one. Does it taste amazing? No. But it is one juice of one lemon, about a fourth-ish cup of the Lakewood brand aloe. And then you can do like a fourth a teaspoon of sea salt. That's a great one to do in. Rocasa has come out with a great liver support line, which is amazing, and I love it. And they also have an adrenal support tincture or supplement. It's not a sub for adrenal cocktail because it doesn't have the exact minerals in there, but it is a great support for your adrenals. It's also a great mood support with that pineapple in there, because that can be a great mood support. And it also has holy basil in there, which is an herb that I also love for hormonal support. So you may also love their adrenal syrup. They have a liver tincture. They have a liver detox tea. I love the ingredients in both of those. They work amazing. And they also have castor oil packs, which with a castor oil blend. So it's castor oil in the glass bottle, but with essential oils that also help with supporting the liver. So that would be another one, Rocasa Organics. I would search and see if you can find them locally to you. They have a lot of stores now, which is great. Or you can just go online to Rocasa Organics. And if you haven't ordered with them before, you can use the code LEAHB to save 20% on your first order. So like L-E-H-B. They have a great liver support line. We probably should do a whole episode on castor oil packs because that can get really in depth. But basically castor oil packs, like wearing them for, I would wear them probably start out with like 15, 20 minutes. And you can work up to wearing them overnight, but it helps with supporting the liver to stimulate the liver to move that bile. So that can be really useful support for your liver in terms of supplements. Now, supplements that I would probably avoid, I am very cautious of people jumping into estrogen detox supplements or estrogen lowering supplements when they don't know what their actual levels are at. They're just going off of symptoms, because you can have high estrogen symptoms and it's because your estrogen to progesterone ratio is off, or it's not because you have high estrogen, it's just that you have trouble detoxing it. So then your focus needs to be more on your liver, not necessarily your estrogen levels. So that is where I'm just super aware, you guys, of just throwing out, you know, oh, this detox is estrogen, this is what you need, estrogen detoxing supplement. I'm very cautious of that because of that reason. So I would encourage you to also be cautious of that. The other thing to watch out for in your supplements are gross ingredients like soybean oil, carrageenan, maltodextrin, fillers. Ugh. No, we want the actual dosage. When you're also looking at supplements, be wary of proprietary blends. Because if it says proprietary blend, how much of each supplement is in there? You don't really know. So I would be cautious of that. And then also the other thing I'd be cautious of is make sure it has third-party testing done on it. Yep. Because you want to make sure that you aren't just taking a high dose of heavy metals and not high dose of whatever supplement it is that you're looking for. So that is what I would be very, 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 very wary of. Okay. So that is what I would focus on in terms of eating foods. And then I would be focusing on in terms of exercise and getting it in, and what I would watch out for in terms of supplements and what I would potentially include. Okay. So I feel like this episode is getting long enough. So I'm going to give you a hug and a kiss goodbye with that. But I think then we can also come in with a whole other episode on, like, maybe after you've mastered those basics, like, how can we start cycle syncing that? Like, how could you start cycle syncing food? And how could you start cycle syncing your exercise? And maybe would you start cycle syncing supplements and different habits and things like that? Because that can be another component. Again, I love it. I think it's great. I love cycle syncing, but it is just a component of the whole journey. So I would start with your basics here and master that, and then we can move on to the next step. So I hope this was helpful. Do you like these types of episodes? Let me know. Send me a DM. I love when you guys are so good at doing your homework. You are. You always send me these messages on Instagram, and I appreciate it. So I hope that was helpful. Let me know if you have any questions. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.